Hosting an event? Want the world to know about it? The headache ends with Venue GPS, the ultimate venue and event hub in the palm of your hand. Venue GPS is the world's most intuitive mobile event search engine, connecting businesses and locals to the best venues, events, live performances, and more. Find, book, and promote on the fly, independent of social networks. From nightlife to entertainment, festivals, sports, and more, Venue GPS has it all. By bringing tens of thousands of venues and upcoming events under one roof, we can support artists and businesses while keeping locals busy. Our digital flyers reach all devices following a certain venue, event, or icon without the need for social media platforms. We're talking about over 100,000 locals here. Plus, our green approach means no more wasted paper. Join Venue GPS and share with others today. Let your audience know you're going global with your own map and GPS locators. Venue GPS. We go where you are.
At Honda, hybrid is more than fuel efficiency. It means sporty and fun to drive. Style that enhances functionality. And technology that's paving the way for tomorrow. No wonder it made Car and Driver's 10 Best list for the 37th time. The all-new 2023 Accord Hybrid. Hybrid. Defined by Honda.
The most important decision a client can make is their lawyer. There's lawyers that say they go to court, but do they? There's lawyers that say they're great on their television ads, but are they? What do the independent lawyer rating services say? We have the highest rating by Avvo.com and by Martindale.com. If we don't wow our clients at every opportunity, we're not doing our job.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word, call 702-INJURED.
Showing up on the first page of Google might not be the best for everyone, but for business owners, it is. Take My Vintage's online store. It ranks for thousands of competitive keywords, like vintage clothing, which gets loads of searches on a monthly basis. And 80% of that traffic goes to their site. They also rank for over 1,000 images on Google. All of this drives tons of organic traffic every single month, leading to incredible organic growth year over year and a lot more sales. For those who want to be seen, Wix.com/SEO.
We're told that success is all about making on your own. But the truth is,
need some help? Come on, get in!
Nothing great gets done alone. That's why there's Shopify. With Shopify, you can set up your online store, you can sell on social media, or you can sell in person with our point-of-sale system. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Join the millions defining success on their own terms. Start your journey with a free trial today.
I'm Mark with Red Rock Running Company. You know the best thing about going for a run or a walk? It doesn't lie to you. Every run or walk changes you. The more you go, the more you grow. So if you're worried about the economy, your job, or problems in your personal life, get out and go for a run or walk. You'll return with some endorphins courtesy of your exercise and a clear mind ready to face your problems. If you're looking for a group, we have 4 social runs a week. Red Rock Running Company, where every run is a good run and every walk is a good walk. Visit us online at rrrc.run.
Hi, you might know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the new Capital One Venture X business card. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. Love it. And unlimited double miles means we earn more too. Sweet, right? And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. I could get used to this. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
HB Radio. HBRadioLV.com. Adomus Media Group, Las Vegas. Home of Good Morning, Wake Up with Jay Golden and friends.
Wake up, wake up.
Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win free gas.
Yeah, boy.
Only on Las Vegas' number one.
Number one.
Hip-hop internet station, HB Radio. Good morning.
Wake up.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. Good morning. Wake up. Cook your ass. live.
That's what she said.
Here from Las Vegas on HP Radio, Las Vegas' number one hip hop internet station. How y'all doing this morning? Yeah?
No? Sorry, I was just gonna let you. You go for it, bro.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right, you know.
You gonna tell the people who we are, what we doing here?
Tyrid and all that stuff. And listen, man.
Tyrid.
You know.
Listen, I've been up since 4 a.m. I'm hyped. I'm amped.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. No, my name's Jay Golden. Hello, everyone. I'm here today to let you all know about Winston Soda Business.
We really gonna get a sponsorship from that. Is that real? Some real shit? We gotta look it up.
I have no idea. I don't even know.
We're gonna get a letter from Winston Soda Biscuits.
Could like entail.
Our sales references have gone up 12% since you've made innuendos of us on the air.
You know what? I would take a basket if they wanted to send over a basket. Full of Winston Soda Biscuits and Winston Soda Biscuits accessories. I couldn't even fucking say it.
Winston Soda Biscuits merch.
This is a thank you from Winston Soda Biscuits and Winston Soda Biscuit Accessories Incorporated. Oh my god.
Oh.
There we go.
This man had to get his hydration in. Are we doing ASMR this morning?
Oh yeah. We got some people in the Twitch say what's up.
Is that Low Gravity?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he says,
well,
what's up?
Also, hey, can you look at the subs right quick? What does that top message say? It says feet. No, you're right there.
The top one.
Yeah.
Low Gravity resubbing up last week.
Oh yeah. So I don't know if I shouted that out because I saw it the other day when I was doing the show for Kangsta Sounds. Shout out to Low Gravity, bro. 11 month sub. Can we get a round of applause for that? Can we get a thank you, bro? It's our dedicated viewers like that. They're really just bringing
for
turn by.
Real. We don't have a thank you, but we have. So
yeah,
I hope
that's close enough. Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope a skur and a skur is good enough for you.
We just fucking skirted your
we just skirted your year.
Man, it's so yeah, Low Gravity, thank you so much. If you want to do the same, twitch.tv/TheJGolden. That's where Low Gravity's at. That's where he's subbing up. And he's also submitting music. If not today, he has been, and he will in the future. He'll continue to.
Y'all might not know, but Low Gravity's basically just like an intern here, just from the other side of Twitch. At this point, he kind of pays us to be here, right? Because he paid for the sub. If anything, yeah.
There's not much to moderate, but he's doing it.
He's doing
he's
it.
He's doing it.
He's finding the gravity and he's keeping it low, man.
Exactly. So we appreciate you, bro.
He's on fire.
Speaking of things and people and such and days and things, you know, some might think to themselves, today it's just Monday.
They might think it's just Monday,
it's Monday, bro.
It's actually not.
It's literally just a Monday morning.
It's not a Monday morning, bro.
And not only that, but there's someone quitting. What over there?
Who hitting the gwitty?
He's gwitting. He's literally gwitting into my mom's pussy.
What? Pause.
Fuck you, Jared. I don't need a
Jared.
Dad. I don't need a new dad.
I don't need a new dad.
So.
Who let this man just get away with this?
Would you children like to tell the class about your summer?
I like how everyone sped past that like he didn't say what he just said.
I met a new man named Jared, and he literally gwitted his way into my mom's pussy.
What?
Could you share a little more without being so graphic, young Timmy?
Yeah, well,
we were widowy at First Friday, and there was a man gwitting in the corner, and my mom was like, who's this man? And she started chatting up my mom, and now they're fucking. So he widowy gwitted his way.
Oh, well, that's not what I wanted to,
It's not national gritty your way into Timmy's mom's day.
I don't think, I didn't see that on the calendar right, for today.
Too specific. Well,
I've
keep
checked
petitioning.
Three sites. No one referenced that. I think that's tomorrow, actually.
I asked about it and all the websites said,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
Could we talk about, you know what we should do? We should talk about tomorrow's national days too. That should become a thing.
Well, let's see what today's are first and see how exciting they are.
Okay, so
they're really that excited-roo. Excite-a-roo.
Today is International Cheetah Day.
So shout out to all my Chesters.
Shout out to all my GILFs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my real older women still rocking that cheetah print. I'm gonna get one of y'all one of these days. Y'all might not notice about Remy, but I got a thing for the older ladies in one of time, one of these times. I'm gonna get a hold of you. I really am. So here's the
and
thing.
You're gonna learn about a new STD that everyone over 40 has called HPV that young people don't have. So be careful about that, because if you get HPV...
I didn't say I was just going to be out here free fucking. Damn, give me some credit.
You have to get vaccinated against HPV. You can, like... It was so common that literally every single... Like, 98% of the Earth's population above the age of 40 has contracted HPV. They did not even know it existed until, like... I'm pretty sure after they knew about AIDS. I had to get vaccinated against this shit when I was in seventh grade because they like just came with the vaccine. It was crazy.
Well, all right.
So be careful. I hear you. I hear you with these older ladies. They're so mature. Their bunions are fully formed. You know, they're fucking.
No, fuck
their,
that, bro. Listen, no, no, no.
Veins are just they're varicose. The very first signs of being
okay,
varicose.
Okay, see,
you know
I feel like you're going. Yeah, I feel like you're
they've
going
got,
too far
they've
into
got,
the age gap.
They've
I feel
got
like you're going.
Years
I'm talking
of experience,
about like you know
probably
my
baggage,
my 50-year-old
women.
You know, I'm talking about the ones who kids they just went off to college. You know what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What I'm
they
saying?
Just left for school. You know what I mean? They junior seniors in high school. You know, I love that because they gotta have a car. They gotta have a crib, and you know it's paid off because they're doing it on their own, right? And then you know it's fruit snacks in the cabinet, bro. You know it's pizza rolls in the freezer. You know it's Capri Suns in the fridge. It's Gatorades in the fridge. Oh yeah, I'm getting treated like a king.
This.
Oh my god, I'm getting treated like a king.
This sounds like a porno mom's house, and not a real mom's house. I have a feeling a real mom's house is gonna have vegetables in the fridge. Maybe peanut butter.
Well, I didn't say it wouldn't. I just highlighted the feature. I love peanut butter. You know that. So that's just another plus to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like a fucking, you know, I don't know, man. She's got all sorts of shit going on. You open that bedside drawer and you can see. I don't even know what you would name it. I don't even know what you would name it. But it's on its last legs, whatever its name is. You hit that button to turn on it, and it doesn't even go. It goes. You know. He's seen better days. You open up that drawer, and it sees a new face, and it goes, "Please, kill me, please,
no more,
please."
That's it. When was the last time she cleaned you? Was it clean? Is that clean? What's that? Is that a band? What's a clean?
We're basically a sourdough starter in here, son.
A sourdough starter is crazy.
Congratulations.
On a lighter note, it is National Cookie Day. I mean, it's kind of the same reference, but I mean, like the ones you actually put in the oven and bake at 350 for.
I'll put you in the oven and bake you at 350, you bitch, you motherfucker.
So, listen, I just want to throw a pointer out there, and this is just a friendly pointer to everybody, because I just found this shit out a couple years ago, so I can't even really be mad at you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you get the packet of cookies, you know, how it say bake like 350, and then it'll say bake for 18 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Bake them shits for 15 minutes, because here's the thing. When you bake them for 18 to 20, you ever let them sit out there and then they get hella hard? Now you got crunchy ass cookies.
See,
if you bake them for 15, bro, they stay soft. I swear to God. And they're cooked out of way. You're not going to get sick. You ain't going to be, no, oh yeah, you're eating raw dough. No, bro, you're a fucking dunce. You're not eating raw dough. The shit's cooked. I promise you. This shit is cooked. Just hear me. I'm trying to do you a favor, if anything. I'm sorry, I went on a little tangent there, because I just hate getting crunchy ass cookies.
God damn, bro. But that's the thing, bro, is you gotta, every cookie has its place. In the cookie world, in the cookie spectrum, every cookie has its place. I think the crunchy cookies are meant for dipping.
They are, but I'm not always going to have milk,
They're meant to be sauced.
Like, I feel like every time I eat a cookie, this shouldn't be a two-handed experience.
What are you talking about? Are you insane?
Yeah,
You're one-handed?
Yes. Bro, if you get a soft baked cookie, If you get a soft baked cookie, bro, you should be able to just break a piece of it off, break it in half. You know what I'm saying? See the little chocolate pool? Because I love chocolate chip, and I do love oatmeal raisins, so, and I love peanut butter, and I love snickerdoodle, bro. So I love all. I don't fuck with really sugar cookies. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what it is. I just don't fuck with sugar cookies. You know. But chocolate chips, bro, you ever go to them soft baked Toll House cookies and you break them in half and you pull them apart and the chocolate just, you know what I mean, right down the middle? That's the shit you want to go for. And that's what I imagine. When you get a crispy cookie, you break that shit in half, bro, and it's crumbs on your lap. Don't eat that shit in the car. It's over. It's over, bro.
That's where the dipping sauce comes in. You got to stay sauce,
so, yeah,
bro.
Now you got to bring a cup of milk into the fucking equation, which means, A, now you've eliminated the option of this of the cookie eating experience being a mobile possibility. Now it's gone because now you have to be stationary with a glass of milk. Secondly,
you want to think about what you're doing, bro. You sit here and you eat this cookie and you enjoy that cookie. You start doing something else, then your experience is not about the cookie anymore, bro. It's about whatever the hell else you're doing. If you're driving while you're eating a cookie, it's not about eating that cookie anymore. It's about getting where you need to go.
Exactly what it is.
It's no, and that's a terrible way to live.
It's not a terrible way to live.
You're
taking your brain. It's called multitasking.
Nah, bro. The human brain, it don't do it. It don't do it. Your human brain can focus on one thing at a time, and you can switch between multiple things really quickly.
Yes.
But you can only focus on one thing, and if you don't give it your full attention,
yes,
it doesn't metastasize. It doesn't metabolize.
When I tell you I still haven't eaten all day, and if it's the only thing I eat, I'm still gonna taste this cookie no matter what. I don't care if I'm driving or looking at it. I'm still gonna taste it.
Nah, bro. Taste is a passive experience, just like hearing and smelling. It's passive. But if you really sit there and you focus on it, you can transcend the average.
I don't like doing that shit. And I'm gonna point this out.
I feel like, why not? I feel like anyone who's traveling the astral plane knows all about the finer joys of the smaller things in life. You know what I mean?
You're sitting here
and you're telling me that you'd rather eat your cookie on the go.
I'm not saying I'd rather eat it on the go. I'm just saying it's nice to have the option to do that. I don't like being restricted to my cookie concubines.
You're going to allow these capitalist pig fucking cookie moguls to tell you that you need to continue on doing something. You need to eat that cookie as quickly as possible so that you can look at your hand and go, I need another cookie. And then reach into that pocket and start running for change.
Well, no, because here's the thing.
Rubbing around for change for some more cookies?
Here's the thing. I understand limitations. I can eat one cookie and not be like, oh, fuck. I need it, man. Come on, man. You got another cookie, man. I'll suck your dick, man.
That's what the capitalist pigs want from you, bro. They want us all to be like that. And then they want everyone else who's not like that to vilify you. That's what they want, bro.
Why would they want that?
To keep the poorest fighting amongst each other so we don't look up and realize that the rich man is the one holding the carrot on the stick that we're all fighting for.
That's fair, I guess, to a sense.
I believe many, many races of people have said similar things about the white man.
Have they?
In the past.
They could have.
You can't squabble amongst yourselves. You know? And yet, no one's listened.
That is fair.
No one's listening. But, you know.
The last actual national day I saw, it's actually for tomorrow. It's international, and I had to read this twice. Ninja Day.
That... The fruit ninja or like the just any ninja?
It just says any ninja. Back in 2003, Ninja Burger created International Ninja Day on December 5th as a way to celebrate the ninja quote unquote speed with, I don't want to create an account.
Yeah, and I'm sure it had
what their
to do.
Burgers have delivered.
I was going to say, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that they own a restaurant. So what I'm hearing here...
And then it said, aside from that, ninjas are awesome. That's what the next line said.
I see. That's what we just created an account to read that. This smells like a goddamn dirty ad to me.
This smells like clickbait to me.
This smells like a goddamn dirty capitalist advertisement. That's what it sounds like to me. Nah, I'm just kidding. Listen, I'm not kidding. It does sound like that. But I feel like I'm leaning too hard into the communist hippie character this morning.
That's fair. You know, it happens sometimes, man. Don't feel bad.
I mean, when I hear National Ninja Day and I find out that it's actually all about burgers, There's a couple ants in my pants.
I'm gonna go act like a real ninja up in that restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I might just have to cut loose on him for the one time. On a lighter note, though, tomorrow does come out to be National Blue Jeans Day. So if you have jeans and you're blue, wear them.
Shout out to every single person in the South.
That's actually not the one I wanted to point it out at.
Every male over the age of 40, it's your day. Get out those New Balances.
It is your day. Listen, bro, if you bought a pair of jeans from Walmart, if you got them Wranglers sitting in the closet, I know some of y'all, if y'all got them Lee's dungarees up in the crib.
You know, rev up that lawnmower, dads. Put on those jeans and fucking strut.
You gotta put on that music, that don't. You know what I'm talking about?
You know. We got a little mini version of our own, one of those coming up. Next segment, if you guys wanna stick around, tune in, see what we got. Low Gravity writes in. He says that one time he meditated and then ate a cookie. And it was the best thing ever.
That shit happens, bro. I'm trying to tell you. That's what it's about.
But I feel like that's what I've been trying to say this whole time.
No.
Is chill, sit down, and then eat the cookie and fully experience the cookie. You're talking about being on the go.
Yes.
He's not on the go. He's meditating. He's doing the shit I'm talking about.
I'm talking about enjoying the cookie, period. I'm talking about him having to do shit.
We're shifting goalposts.
Read this again. Read the message again.
He says, I once meditated and ate a cookie.
Not meditated and then ate a cookie. I was doing some shit while I was eating a cookie.
All right. What is meditating? What is it? What are you doing as you meditate?
Like you're just sitting there crisscross.
You're specifically doing nothing. You're specifically making a concerted effort to do absolutely nothing.
When you're meditating and eating a cookie, you're watching crisscross applesauce because you betrayed him, and you're gonna sit there with your chocolate chip cookie, and you close your eyes and you take deep breaths, and you know what you do while you take deep breaths? You have one hand, almost like you're holding up three fingers, like an okay sign, right? Mm-hmm. And the other hand, you'll be having a chocolate chip cookie, and then you reach over and you bite that cookie and you enjoy it,
and then you
go back to meditating.
That has the three fingers, you slide the perfectly sized cup of milk. So you can
sit there, and now,
in one hand, dunk, and then...
But I feel like you're not accounting for the drippage of the milk. Now it's going to get on your leg and fuck up.
Don't matter, bro, because I'm in nirvana.
It doesn't matter, because now you're not meditating anymore.
I'm in nirvana.
You cannot meditate with milk dripping down your leg, bro.
You can if you're good at it. You know? They're the real motherfuckers, bro. You know, there's a man who encased himself in bronze while meditating. They didn't know. They thought there was just a statue in the corner that everyone thought was super lifelike looking. And no, there was a man inside of it the whole time.
That's
crisscross applesauce.
Chris did cross applesauce. He's
to this
a dick.
Day. To this day.
I do want to point out one other national day just before we go, before we get back into the tunes here. Tomorrow is National Bathtub Day. So go ahead and delete Twitch for the day, because I know some of y'all have no sense of self-control. Your entire paycheck has gone to donating bits to females on the other end of a screen that don't even know your fucking name, bro. Meanwhile, you're three months behind on rent. You know, you're eating ramen, peanut butter and jelly. You know, you're walking. Let's just do better, bro. Let's just do better as a whole. I don't know when bathtub streams became a thing, bro. And I know I've talked about this before.
When they made it a requirement that you have to have water in the frame if you're going to do a bikini stream. People used to just sit in their rooms just wearing basically just bikinis, and they were like, you have to have a reason to be wearing the bikini. So now they just bring little kiddie pools into their room, and it's sitting in the back corner, and it's the exact same thing, which is it's crazy. So does, you know, sometimes you see things like this and it gets you angry, and you just want to turn your life into a certain type of video game. You know what I'm saying?
I 100%.
And just tell them that. Got it. Maybe don't do it. This isn't okay. This is the type of video game I want to turn my life into when I see this kind of shit, bro. Let me tell you.
First person shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral. To them niggas that say they don't office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had a lot, but I knew the code. A lot of niggas debating my numero. Not the three, not the two, I'm at UNO. Yeah. Numero UNO. Me and Drizzy, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as the... Big as the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's just two guys playing shit that they did in the studio. Niggas usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible just like a 2-year-old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you bitches really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November, nigga, it's just you and Cole. Big as the what? Big as the what? Big as the what? Big as the Super Bowl. Niggas so thirsty to put me in beef. I set in my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song where I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your caller ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali. The one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars. Man, this shit like a prison escape. Everybody steppers with fucking and everybody breakfast. And I'm about to clear up my plate. When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The GOAT with the golden pen, the top toucher. The spot rusher, spray this whole shit up, the crop duster. Not rusher, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cold's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status of stadium. Nigga.
Hey, I'm about to Yo, yo, I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm down to click out on you hoes and make a crime scene. I click the trigger on a stick like a high beam. And I was Benny Will Whip when I was 19. She called my number, leave her hanging, she got dry clean. She got an Android, her messages is lime green. I search one name and end up seeing 20 teens. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine. Man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And they send me naked pictures, it's the small things. You niggas still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you been selling them some false dreams. Man, if your pub was up for sale, I'd buy the whole thing. Would they ever give me flowers? Well, of course not. They don't wanna have that talk cause it's a sore spot. They know the boy, the one they got a boycott. I told Jimmy Jam I use a Grammy as a doorstop. Girl, give me some hair because I need it. And if I fuck with you, then after I might eat it. What? Niggas talking about when this gon' be repeated. What the fuck, bro? I'm one away from Michael. Nigga, beat it, nigga, beat it. What? Beat it, 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 what? Don't even pay me back on none of favors. I don't need it.
HB Radio.
you. Love it when he hit and it smacked you. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos. That's true that I like PDA. Take it to a city place, suck a little dick in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on a ass in the club with the past? Baby, that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I'd be 10 toes down on the dash getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. Fuck what they heard. I don't fuck with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get stabbed with the rats. Your boys be mad that I don't fuck incels. Girls hate too. Gun to the pigtail. I love you. I want a big chill. Boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world. They don't have to understand. Rub it in their face. Put a rock on her hand.
Baby, can you call me back? I miss you. It's so lonely in my mansion.
Kissing and hope it cut us. What are they like and not? I wanna show you off. I wanna show you off. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you.
Never thought you let a lame nigga change the way that you move. If you're cool Benson's, I'm throwing parties every day. Pretty Moroccan, I'm throwing parties every day. I put a lock on that Cartier, Cartier. I've been ballin' on NBA. Put in that coupe, now chained on the cha-cha. Book the vacation, go out of here with a rock star. Fully loaded, breakfast, you want it, I got you. What I do. We doing random shopping sprees international. No window shopping, me don't do the basics. No, it's little things about you make you contagious. Ooh, I'ma lace it every day, I crave it. Foreign location, good gracious. Fish tailing, burning up the ties on the genie. I just made a movie, popping bottles on the genie. Every time you see a nigga cry, I'm in a genie. Put that ooh on you every time you see me.
Lost your way, knew she wasn't mad.
Telling me you love me every time we finish fucking. Mixing up the signals, fucking running with the wrong way. Baby, I've been playing, but that pussy got me talking about it. And I don't do that. This ain't confessions, no. Why you tryna treat me like a criminal? You don't make it easy like you did before. I don't play no game when it's all about you. Different options, girl, just face it. Came to me for your oasis. Next vacation. Hey, the love can get this dangerous. You on your timeline with a Mac and brand new. I know your body, I've been on it like a tattoo. You got it fire, you know it, girl, don't blame me. You must be crazy.
Lost your way, knew she wasn't mad.
I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you, you understand? Girl all over the globe wanna uck me, you understand?
Girls in my crib, zero Snapchat, zero Instagram, poor string. Fuck up the vibe, my dick. Start falling like London Bridge. I don't care if I saw you in a magazine or if you're on TV. That one don't mean nothing to me. Don't need a shower, oh baby, I need a free. Lick it like ice cream, as if you mean to be disgusting. It's not enough. Chop my banana, one side I lie, then no stopping up. Go shopping up, fuck that.
Me on fire, go Lorado. Red flags, bonfire. Me on Danny, Mooja, come on. As you are champagne, bamboo. I get the girl from the ghetto. Cat girls from uptown. That's the life of a city. Demo, oh yeah, get jello, oh yeah, get low, oh yeah, get oh yeah, get me, oh yeah, get Mama Sheba, come back on. Make me the start of the paragon. Start of the halagon. Cause you know, say my people, they calagon. Ogun lo, makpa won. As I hate in on us, make me my yamo. You know, I be my father's son. Cause you know, say I come from Potako. That's why I'm a jago. Start to the dance, I'm like I do. Koni to lago. I go show you say bounce and to lago. Cause I be city boy. And as a day for the street, they give me joy. Lamborghini boy. Put them on some Jesus and I'm not religious. Oh, that no. Me on fire, go Lorado. Red pants, don't follow. Me on Danny, Mooja, come on. As you are champagne, bamboo. Girl from the ghetto, cat girls from uptown. That's the life of a city boy. Oh yeah, get demo. Oh yeah, get jello. Oh yeah, get oh yeah, get oh yeah, get oh yeah, get.
Hey yo, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to call myself an ugly you, but I'm not even an ugly you. I'm a sexy you, you understand?
I feel sexy. Yeah, listening to City Boys.
Insane intro. That was wild, man.
Good morning. Wake
up. That just trapped my ass a little bit. I won't even lie to you.
Listen, I'm Jay Golden, and that's what I do.
That is what you do. That's what you do best, man. I think that's why we work so well.
Maybe. It's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible. Who are you, by the way?
On paper, I go by Remy.
Okay. And
no, actually, on paper, I don't go by Remy. What y'all gonna call me is Remy, and that's what you'll know me by is Remy. And
I see.
That's how we'll go by our lives.
And
sometimes I go by Apollo. You know, sometimes it's Dante.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's If I've told you either one of those two names, that means I did not plan on ever seeing you again in my life. So I'm sorry if you're finding out this is how I lied to you.
If they're finding out, if they've been listening to me call you Remy, and they've been listening to you call yourself Remy, and they found you here, and through the name Remy, and this is now the first time they're realizing that your name isn't Dante,
or I Apollo. Think
they have other problems.
It happens, man. It happens.
It does happen. It definitely does happen. So your name is Remy, and
it is.
You're here for what reason?
I was here to originally have a good morning, talk show with my friend here.
Wake up,
and
as you do.
Yeah, and usually when you wake up and you have a good morning when you do it.
Yeah,
or if you have a good morning after you wake up, it can go either one of those.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. That's such an old reference. To the 2000 or to the kids that were watching YouTube in 2007, 2008. When did YouTube even come out?
2004.
Sure, yeah, let's go with that. To those that were watching that early YouTube and only had like them 6-7 default songs to pick through, shout out to y'all. Can we give them a round of applause real quick? Let them know they deserve it.
This is for all the people who know what you're talking about, and this is for everyone else.
Oh my God, who the hell? Cash.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jay Golden, because that's actually part of what really pisses me off. What really?
What chaps Remy's ass on Good Morning? Wake up!
I love that. I love that.
Doing do doing do ding ding ding.
I love that.
It even has the power drill in the background. I didn't even notice that.
It is. Can we hit that one more time? Just so that.
What chaps Remy's ass on Good Morning?
Yes sir. So we're gonna dive into you know what really chaps my ass, Jay Golden? It's not 2004 anymore. Can y'all stop using them same default songs on YouTube? I still hear that shit to this day, and that shit just gives me PTSD. I'm like, oh my God, bro, can y'all anything else? And I'm sure they have more options by now. They gotta have more options. It's been what, 15-20 years? They gotta have more options, dog. They gotta have way more options by now. There's no way y'all still using them same default soundtracks. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about by them first three chords.
Here's the problem, bro. Here's the problem. Is that there's been like two people that have made copyright-free music that's usable. And everyone else is like, this is so good, I need to copyright this shit.
Well, that's fair, but do you see how the music that's not copywritten, everybody knows? Do you see how that works?
I
so
do.
So it's like, do you want the money or do you want your name out, bro? Pick.
That's the question. That is the question. And that's up to the person who owns the rights to decide. Maybe throw some art out there. Maybe decide to share it with the world. Maybe keep the spoils for yourself. I don't know. Whatever you decide to do.
You're not a real person, bro. You're such an AI. Bro, you're a bot. You're not a real person. I can't with you. And I'm glad you actually did that, because that's actually the second one on my list. As for what chaps my ass, bro, what are these AI, you know what I'm talking about, AI streams? Like them dudes that'll be on Twitch or what is it, TikTok Live, and they'll just be,
the NPC streams.
Yeah, the NPC streams. Hi, thank you. Thanks for the donut.
Glizzy! Thanks for the glizzy!
100 glizzies activating glizzy overdrive. Like, I'm talking about grown men, bro, really going crazy on Twitch over donations and people giving it to them. I don't know which is crazier. I don't know which is more wild, bro.
We're going crazy for free right now.
We are. We're going buck wild for free.
Man. I need looser cheeks, bro. I need old man cheeks. I see why old men be motorboating, bro. They got those loose ass cheeks. They really get that fucking ass noise.
They
bro.
Do get that, got that little gizzard at the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? That you know what I'm talking about? That little down there.
Yeah. You know?
That little prosciutto.
The gobbler.
Little prosciutto at the bottom. Yeah.
The classic gobbler.
Yeah, really, exactly. Really. At the bottom. Yeah, that's what they got under their shit.
The old English bulldog.
You know what's crazy is we won Buck Wild for free, but you know what's not free? Which fucking should be. No, I feel like no matter what, at this day and age, it should all be free because it's almost going obsolete. Why are we still paying for shipping? I don't give a fuck what I order online, bro. That shit can be $300. As soon as I see $12.99, $15.99 for shipping, I'm just, that's $3.15, and then taxes, big dog. That's like $3.40. Ooh, that $300 turned to $3.40 real quick. And it's like the taxes go down if you get less shit. The shipping probably don't, but it's like, damn, I came here ready to spend $300, dog. That's
so really, you're here to spend $250.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, I can't. And if I'm spending $300 on some shit that's basically fucking obsolete, like, let's keep it real. Why do we have the mail for shit that's not a package? Be honest. Anything that's in a written form, unless you're over the age of 65, bro, email me that shit. I don't, if you send it to me in physical writing, I promise you, here's the timeline of whatever the fuck you send me in the mail. I'm gonna walk to the mailbox. I'm gonna open that mailbox. I'm going to look at those letters. I'm going to check for one of three things. One from the DMV saying my license is suspended for whatever bullshit because it's happened before. One from the IRS. Or one maybe from a relative that I got in St. Louis that I ain't talked to in a while. Or it may be a homie that's locked up. But aside from those three things, bro, I swear to God, if you send me a letter, bro, it's going in the fucking trash. If I didn't order anything, this is going in the trash.
What if I deliver it via carrier pigeon? What if you open your mailbox and there's a pigeon in there? And on that pigeon's leg is...
How did you get a pigeon tied in my mailbox?
It doesn't matter. You've opened it and there's a pigeon in there.
I think there's a lot of animal activists out there that would like to know how you managed to get a pigeon in a mailbox.
He's totally fine. He's fed. He's happy. He's healthy. He's happy to be out. But other than that, he's totally fine. And he has a scroll attached to one of his legs.
An Elder Scroll?
You'll never know till you open it. Are you throwing that bitch away? It says to Remy on the outside. It's clearly a friendly letter of some sort.
Clearly.
Are you throwing that bitch away? Are you standing by your principles? Or is the pigeon all it takes?
Now I'm intrigued. If at first you had my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
There you go. If you're going to send a letter, do something different.
Do something, you know what I'm saying? Stand out. Make it a polka dot. You know what I'm saying? Put it in a white envelope, bro. I'm not going to read that shit. What the fuck is this? Who are you?
It says,
I'm going to assume this is for somebody else and that you just got, I don't know, bro. I don't know who this is for. It's not for me.
There you go. The you open the scroll. It says, dearest Remy, please remember to let the pigeon free. If he doesn't do it on his own, he needs a little push sometimes. Also, this letter is laced with anthrax. Gotcha, bitch.
No, see, here's the thing. I'm terrible at checking my mail. Unless I order some shit, I'm not... Check the mail for what, bro? There's nothing in there that I need right now. So here's the thing. You'll send that pigeon, like, November 20th. And I'll open that shit, like, today. Because I'm waiting for a jersey to get
okay,
here.
Okay, well, now and this is an animal note. Activist problem.
You feel me? And then it'll be a note said, good evening, dearest Remy. I do write to you, hoping that you'll receive this recipe prior to your Thanksgiving feast and... that you may free the pigeon from the concubines in which it is withheld in your steel mailbox.
Dear Remy.
So there's enough food in here for 3 days, so you should be perfectly fine.
He's very friendly, as I'm sure you know. As I'm sure you found out. You look in the back.
Look in the back, he's just fucking dead. It just flies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's been in my family for generations. We spent over $600,000 training him to be the perfect carrier pigeon. We hope you'll treat him well before you let him go.
And he shall fly back to the I don't know where he'd fly back to, like fucking Wisconsin.
To the Shire.
Yeah, there you go, to the Shire. Fly on back.
Oh, God.
You know what kind of pisses me off? Kind of chaps my ass a little bit, if you would.
What chaps Remy's ass on Good Morning? Wake up.
I like weed. I don't think that's a secret, right? You ever hit the blunt and then all five senses that you thought that you knew for your entire life just aren't those senses anymore. Like, I swear to God, bro, before I got here, I was sitting in the lot early this morning. I told you I woke up before, and here's the thing: if I go to sleep, I'm gonna wake up and either be late, or I'm just not gonna want to wake up, period. So I just came here early. I'm sitting in the lot and I'm smoking, right? And this one particular hit, I hit the blunt, but the blunt hits me back.
Particulate.
And for some reason, my brain is like, you know what? We're gonna go ahead and put you into manual breathing mode. So why don't you focus? And I'm over there just, and I cannot, bro, for 20 minutes, I cannot get this shit to go back on fucking autopilot. Like, I'm over there just, I'm trying to do anything else. I'm trying to watch a show, but then I'll just, like, I forgot to breathe or some shit. And I'm like, bro, it won't turn back. Like, I started freaking out for a second. I'm like, bro, this shit won't turn back on. But I, like, the fucking, the breathing won't turn back on. I started scratching my head, bro. And, like, you know how you'll scratch your leg, and typically you'll only feel your leg getting scratched, but you won't feel your hand doing the scratching? Like, isn't, it's kind of weird. But if you do that, but shit was, like, inverted. You know what I mean? It's like, I would scratch my neck, but I wouldn't feel my neck getting scratched. I'd feel my fingers being rubbed against my neck. So I don't know what the fuck he sold me, bro, but
okay.
Yeah, it was top tier. I felt fine until that, honestly.
That's interesting. I
haven't had a blunt hit me like that in a minute, man. I was,
I guess it's power the way, that's an interesting perspective on the scratching your own itch. What are you really feeling? I guess,
what are you feeling, bro?
I'm
we need to have a limit. Are on you how
am
you
I my
be.
Leg or being scratched, or am I my hand doing the scratching? Dude, what am I?
You see, and I shouldn't have to have these type of fucking epiphanies at 5:45 in the morning.
I feel like I feel the leg. I'm scratching my leg right now to try and figure it
you
out.
You see what I'm saying?
My leg more.
That's what I'm saying. But now imagine that's flipped and you can't control it. Like, there needs to be a limit
crazy?
On how strong weed can be.
I kind of can consciously control which, like, perspective I... Like, if I want to feel the pants on my fingers.
Now scratch your neck and tell me it's the same way, because your neck is more raw. You feel me? You have more nerves right there. I feel like it's more of a sensitive area.
I mean, it starts off with feeling it neck first, but I can, if I really think about it, if I'm like touching myself, bro, like, pause. If I want to, I can
no pause, baby. No pause, baby.
Like, I can, you know, I can feel where I'm touching, or I can feel the skin.
No, bro. I can
switch back and forth.
I feel like you're overthinking this shit, bro.
It's about, it's you, just based on my perspective.
But you're trying to do it, though. That's the thing.
I was not trying to do it,
and I couldn't get it to go the other way. Like, I couldn't get it to feel like how it should normally feel. My leg is itching, but I'm not feeling it get scratched. I'm just feeling my fingers get hot from rubbing against my, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that, bro. I definitely have been smoking, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's just death. Hello? Are you... Is that the call of death? Are you here for me? But nothing's going on. I'm actually just sitting there. But for some reason, all of a sudden, you just start freaking out.
You start losing your shit, man.
Yeah. Maybe it is related to the breathing for me. I never really thought about it. Sometimes I notice my heart starts beating. That's my key factor that I'm,
or you'll have to
out
start
of my fucking mind.
No, my other one is I'll go into manual blink mode. Like, I'll have to remember to blink.
Blink the fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
Close.
And I'm like, wait, did I blink? Am I blinking too fast now? Do I look crazy? Do I look like I'm tweaking if I'm blinking too fast? I haven't blinked. My contacts are going dry out. Everything's getting blurry. Should I blink again? You know what I'm saying? I'm just having an epiphany that I shouldn't have, bro. Weed's supposed to be your friend, but from time to time, bro, you'll get that shit that, yeah, you a smoker for sure, but this shit's going
time to time.
Some of that 38%, some of that shit that you guys, the dispensary, if they have, they say, give me one moment. And they walk in the back and they come out with a dude in a black suit and a briefcase. And they make you sign a waiver before they give it to you.
Goddamn. Sir, we legally cannot call this marijuana.
No, so, bro, whatever happens to you, bro, we are not responsible after you smoke this. That's damn near the weed they gave me, bro. I was like, okay, well, shit.
How bad could it be?
Take that first hit and...
Quite literally. Literally.
God damn.
This other one, I know this probably sounds maybe a bit ritzy of me. And I understand, hey, listen, not everybody is going to have a Rolls Royce. You know, not everyone's going to have a Benz. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying, bro, we need to up our standards, especially in your choice of vehicle, because... ain't no reason I should be at the McDonald's drive through, bro. And I'm hearing, well, I mean, probably should because it's McDonald's. Let me use a different example. I'm no reason I should be at the Chick-fil-A drive through, bro. And I'm hearing some raggedy ass, you know what I'm talking about? The speakers are so blown out, bro. It sounds like you got soda cans in the trunk.
Yeah.
Like they listening to drum and bass, but it's really just snare and treble.
Yeah.
Like that shit is just horrible. It's just horrible, man.
I feel that. That's my TV at home right now, bro. The speaker's blown out on it. But can I
explain something to you?
Yeah.
Does your TV have a subwoofer in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It did at one point.
Well.
And now it just has, it gets below a certain frequency and it just. Every time something dramatic happens in like a reality TV show and they hit the bass drum, it's just, what the fuck did you just say in my kitchen? I was just like, damn, Gordon, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing there? Jesus. I mean, I get you're mad at him, but I don't think that's sanitary either, Gordon.
Well, I feel like that's a TV. That's fine. As long as you're not taking that to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, bro, we have no qualms. We have no quarrels.
I may have taken it to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Well, please refrain from doing such.
All right. Fine.
And I get it, because here's the thing. People at Chick-fil-A, they're typically just there for their delicious chicken. But going to the drive-thru.
Delicious homophobic chicken.
Exactly. And going to the drive-thru should be an experience. But neither should walking in. And I know this probably sounds a bit arrogant of me, but one thing that really
chaps your ass.
I don't even say chaps my ass. One thing that really grinds my gears.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Is when people that aren't sneakerheads step on your shoes, do you just notice how they just don't give a fuck? And I feel like they don't give a fuck because I feel like in their perspective, they think sneakerheads are just aggressive people, which in some cases I get it. Don't get me wrong. I can understand. Like if these are suede, bro, I'm going to be hot. No way about it. I'm going to be hot.
Listen, bro.
But you ever notice how typically sneakerheads, if they step on your shit or someone that knows about shoes step on your shit, they're so quick to apologize and I'm instantly not mad anymore.
Here's the thing, bro. Me personally, I've never owned a pair of shoes a day in my life. I think people who are sneakerheads are just idiots, bro.
You think so?
Listen, bro. I've seen how much a pair of Skechers costs. $10 at the TJ Maxx. All right? And it doesn't have to fit perfect. You know? It just has to legally allow you to go inside of public buildings and loiter.
You know,
without shoes, they'll catch you out. You know
what's crazy is I hear people say, like, who the fuck is spending that type of money on shoes? But those are, like, the same people that go to the bar every weekend and get wasted and spend, like, $300 on shit they have no physical physical reflection for or showing for.
That's
or they'll spend
saying,
that same
bro.
Money on OnlyFans subscriptions. And it's like, hey, bro, power to you,
things.
But you can only bust so many nuts. I'm sorry.
Sounds like you haven't discovered your third testy.
Oh, is that a thing? Like your third eye, just your third testy? I hope not.
Maybe.
I hope
that's going to be...
I feel like if you've discovered that, you should seek medical
that's
professional
That's
going
to be something
help.
That is real, and it's not going to be... I'm not going to be glad that I said it. I'm going to...
I'm not glad that you said it now.
That's fair. Anyways, if it's what I think it is achieved through nut meditation.
Nut meditation? cashew or almond?
That's where you make it all the way through, and you just try and live in that moment, right when you bust. And you take a moment, and you go,
and you
this
pray-
is the moment.
You pray to the Lord Testicles.
You pray to the Lord Testicles right there, right then. And in that, if you do it right, you can make that moment last forever. And that's Nutvana.
That would have been a smooth transition if we had Make It Last Forever by Keith Sweat queued up next. I swear to God, bro.
And that's Nutvana. And then get ready to suck. I mean, you know what? That's definitely something.
We could get that in the queue, right? I mean, R&B is close to the hip hop family. They're like brothers. You know what I'm saying? They might have different fathers, but they're brothers.
we'll do some googling, some research. We'll see what we can do.
Good morning.
Wake up.
We're gonna bring the people some messages. God knows they need it. God knows we need it.
Pay some bills around here. You know we are contractually obligated to do so.
You know what I'm saying? We got some weird, wacky, and wobulous news coming up next. Everyone knows that the news sucks, and it's sad, it's annoying, it's boring. So I found things that are the opposite of that, and you're gonna learn all about them, and it's gonna be hopefully timely, and we're gonna be informed together.
And then we're going to find out what's going on with that. And then in the interlude, after that, we are going to have some artist music reviews coming in. If you haven't gotten your submissions in now, make sure to do so. Because when that queue closes, I don't want to hear no bitching moaning. Hey, are y'all doing reviews? We are, bro. And that's not your shit.
And there you go. That's all there's to say there. Thank you so much to everyone who's been tapped into the Twitch so far. The GLXZ, Coast, Low Gravity, all the homies, man. Love to see it. Absolutely love to see it. We'll be right back. This is Good Morning Wake Up. We love you.
Hosting an event? Want the world to know about it? The headache ends with Venue GPS, the ultimate venue and event hub in the palm of your hand. Venue GPS is the world's most intuitive mobile event search engine, connecting businesses and locals to the best venues, events, live performances, and more. Find, book, and promote on the fly, independent of social networks. From nightlife to entertainment, festivals, sports, and more, Venue GPS has it all. By bringing tens of thousands of venues and upcoming events under one roof, we can support artists and businesses while keeping locals busy. Our digital flyers reach all devices following a certain venue, event, or icon without the need for social media platforms. We're talking about over 100,000 locals here. Plus, our green approach means no more wasted paper. Join Venue GPS and share with others today. Let your audience know you're going global with your own map and GPS locators. Venue GPS. We go where you are.
At Honda, hybrid is more than fuel efficiency. It means sporty and fun to drive. Style that enhances functionality. And technology that's paving the way for tomorrow. No wonder it made Car and Driver's 10 Best list for the 37th time. The all-new 2023 Accord Hybrid. Hybrid. Defined by Honda.
The most important decision a client could make is their lawyer. There's lawyers that say they go to court, but do they? There's lawyers that say they're great on their television ads, but are they? What do the independent lawyer rating services say? We have the highest rating by Avvo.com and by Martindale.com. If we don't wow our clients at every opportunity, we're not doing our job.
If you've been hurt, knock me is the word, call 702-INJURED.
Showing up on the first page of Google might not be the best for everyone. But for business owners, it is. Take My Vintage's online store. It ranks for thousands of competitive keywords, like vintage clothing, which gets loads of searches on a monthly basis. And 80% of that traffic goes to their site. They also rank for over 1,000 images on Google. All of this drives tons of organic traffic every single month, leading to incredible organic growth year over year and a lot more sales. For those who want to be seen, Wix.com/SEO.
We're told that success is all about making on your own. But the truth is,
need some help? Come on, get in!
Nothing great gets done alone. That's why there's Shopify. With Shopify, you can set up your online store, you can sell on social media, or you can sell in person with our point-of-sale system. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Join the millions defining success on their own terms. Start your journey with a free trial today.
I'm Mark with Red Rock Running Company. You know the best thing about going for a run or a walk? It doesn't lie to you. Every run or walk changes you. The more you go, the more you grow. So if you're worried about the economy, your job, or problems in your personal life, get out and go for a run or walk. You'll return with some endorphins courtesy of your exercise and a clear mind ready to face your problems. If you're looking for a group, we have 4 social runs a week. Red Rock Running Company, where every run is a good run and every walk is a good walk. Visit us online at rrrc.run.
Hi, you might know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the new Capital One Venture X business card. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. Love it. And unlimited double miles means we earn more too. Sweet, right? And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. I could get used to this. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
HB Radio. HBRadioLV.com. Adomus Media Group, Las Vegas, home. home of Good Morning Wake Up with Jay Golden and friends.
Wake up, wake up.
Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win free gas.
Yeah, boy.
Only on Las Vegas's number one. Hip hop internet station, HB Radio.
I wrote this song for the last bitch that did me wrong. I can't believe you turned your back when I was all alone. The feds took my friends from me and I was on my own. They gon' try to take our swag, but they could never clone us. The riches in my family at 19, I grown up. Niggas call for me and I don't even pick my phone up. Don't want no company, cause they ain't been feeling no one. They plan on slumping me, but comfortably we keep it on us.
I think about it every single time that I perform. And I put on different Saint Laurent for my cologne. It's hard to tell if niggas jealous if they never met us. Don't know if I gotta take a picture or put them on a stretcher. Here, shot you all alone, no time to send a message. When you feel it in your bones, the only time you regret it. High bridge, we got big swag, I know you big mad. Luckily it was a shit bag and not a zip bag. But fuck that shit, I wrote this song for the ha. I wrote this song for the last bitch that did me wrong. Hate that I met her even though I know she knew me better. Everything bigger, belly, brand new Benz coupes. Can't even blame you if you cross me cause I sin too. I pray to God for all this money that I ran through. You think you shining in the light, well bitch I lamp too. Get a money, catch a flight, right to Cancun. It was hard to ride the waves but I swam through. On a PJ, me and all my damn goons. I'm so high, I feel like landing on a damn bone. Baby Dubai, going back to back in Phantom. I don't want you to call me crazy, baby call me Hussein. The big body heavy and needed two lanes. Frames, Cartier glasses, I see right through things. One thing that you can never call me is plain. Hey, plain Jane, Patek Philippe, it'll cost you anything. AB, double OG, I hoodie, Louis, baby, Uzi crazy. I'ma beat DTP till I'm probably 80. Probably cost me half a million, I go to Saudi, baby. I'm leaving on a jet plane and I don't know when I'll be coming back here, baby. It's not you, it's me, I started moving so toxic lately. Holes in these streets got me so cold-hearted lately.
Too soon, it's lifestyle, too soon. Even when mama said it was too soon to get that two-tone. Cuban link, yellow and white or the rose gold. Got you on princess cut diamonds, they got a ring to
them. And I got murder bravado up on my leg too. And that SF90 ain't got no leg room. She broke my heart into pieces like it was a pencil. Quit showing off and let me fuck your friends too. I keep a tuli on my waist like a utensil. I put them rocks around your neck just like a Flintstone. We started off with true religions with the bomb on. Wanna be different, I say lemon, you say long gone.
I wrote this song for the last bitch that did me wrong. I can't believe you turned your back when I was all alone. The feds took my friends from me and I was on my own. They gon' try to take our swag, but they could never clone us. The riches in my family at 19, I grown up. Niggas call for me and I don't even pick my phone up. Don't want no company, cause they ain't been feeling no one. They plan on slumping me, but comfortably we keep it on us.
At HB Radio underscore LV.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm richer as fuck. Forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm hitting
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen, fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
Girl, you chosen. Sign this NDA, no, you can't bring no phones in. We walk in and they're like, what's all the commotion? No, he can't step a foot in here if we don't know him. Treat you special, girl, I hit you with the roses. Can't stand your boyfriend, he too controlling. You get along better with me. Fuck it up when you bust wide open.
Girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah. Girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
Yeah.
I fuck with her. Yeah, brand new Rollie got you frozen. Two more shots, got that pussy wide open. Said she wanna go another round, don't provoke him. Shorty up and down on the pole like she voting. I like when you talk that shit to me. Bitches ain't nothing new, but you know how to do it to me. Ass up, face down, we can make a little movie. On the rapper, you the groupie, got it wetter than jacuzzi. She love me like Lucy. I'm a dog like Snoopy. Getting head under sheets and you sweating out your weave. Rich nigga, I ain't cheap when I like what I see.
Girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only. Yeah. Girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only.
Yeah, bro, but I told her I was a freak. I'm like, I'm gonna eat it like the Tasmanian devil.
And we're back.
Oh, shit.
Good
hey.
Morning.
Good morning. Wake
up. Thank you guys for tuning in. Man, it's a wonderful Monday morning where it's, you know, we're getting there.
we're easing on down the road.
Easing on down the road for goddamn sure.
For goddamn sure.
We got a special guest in. It's the Scarecrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Something Jay Gold and I were talking on, talking about off the air here.
Speaking.
During our little break. I think it was so funny how someone really like got the script to record the drop for What Chaps Remy's Ass. Like, I'm sure he read it like, all right, hun, what's the next one in the line? Let's see. What chaps Remy's ass? Oh, what the fuck?
What?
This is bullshit. No, we're not doing it. They paid how much? Okay, get the camera. Hold on. What chaps Remy's ass?
And she's just like, honey, can we get a little more inflection? I feel like you're kind of dry there. I feel like you're a little...
A little more energy on this next one. Can we get a little more chap?
A little more you know what I mean?
Yeah. Less cha, more ass. So what chaps? You right now you're
almost
me,
put a comma.
What chaps?
There.
I don't want chaps. I don't want chap. I want what chaps? Give me the chaps. All right, go, hon.
What chap? Damn, I can't even do that.
That's it. It's over. No dinner for you. I don't know why, but I imagine his wife is like very...
Oh, I imagine his wife makes a mean-ass meatloaf. Oh, let me tell you something, bro.
You know? Shout out to Connor _ Price _ for tuning in with us.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you tapping
you.
In.
We got Josh Anka saying hello from Finland.
Message!
Out here
from
in the
Finland.
In the Twitch channels, man. I appreciate y'all tapping in on the Twitch.
I appreciate you being here and not in a bathtub stream, dog. You don't know. That means the world to me right now.
Those, you know, the fact that you guys aren't in a swimming pool stream, in a hot tub stream right now, it...
Bro, you know right now, that means we're beating two 19-year-old oiled up girls somewhere in a kiddie pool. We're winning.
Possibly in Finland.
That's what that means, bro. And hey, Finland's on our side, bro. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all, bro. Appreciate you tapping in with us.
Bro, for real. I once heard a conspiracy theory that Finland isn't real. And it was made up by the country of Japan so that they could have a sovereign territory to fish for like shark fins.
I'm sorry, what?
It's bullshit, but...
You said that they made up hilarious. A territory to fish for shark fins?
That's why it's called Finland. They can do illegal shark fishing.
That's actually kind of crazy.
I have a feeling whoever did this came up with the premise first and then logicked their way back. They were like, Finland, how could we make a conspiracy theory? Well, Finns, all right.
This is the land of the Finns.
I do have some weird, wacky, and webulous news for y'all.
What's that?
If you guys, well, if you weren't here last segment, you didn't know, you didn't hear. I hate the news. I hate traditional news because it sucks. It's boring and it's no fun. It's a no fun, terrible, not good time. So I've decided I only wacky and weird and webulous news for you people, and I'm gonna bring it to you here, and I'm gonna bring it to you now, and it's kind of interesting. Connor Price says it's time, and it is fucking time.
It's time.
Man, wake that ass
episode. Wake up.
Jay Golden's weird, wacky, and wubulous news on Good Morning. Wake up.
Yeah.
According to a 2006 case study report, the highest amount of lifetime ecstasy consumption ever recorded has been recorded, I guess. I fucked that one up. It's a man by the name of Mr. A, and he's taken over 40,000 tablets in a period of just 9 years. Now, this isn't news in the traditional sense, but this is news in the sense of... what the fuck? I came across this and I couldn't not share it, bro. It is insane. So someone did the math here. 9 years is 365 days is 3,285 days.
Okay.
To take 40,000 pills in 3,285 days would mean you'd have to take just over 12 pills a day.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if you guys have ever... heard of ecstasy in application.
Did he die? Is this guy dead?
No, he's alive. He's alive. He quit the habit. However,
bro's a fucking shaman.
He has several debilitating handicaps.
Okay.
Including memory loss so severe that he needs a daily like helper. Cause he just has no idea what's like, he cannot remember. Like, you know what they said about goldfish?
Yeah.
Literally this dude's life. He literally he just walked through a door completely.
Now, what's to say he wouldn't have already developed Alzheimer's down the road? You know what I'm saying? Like on one hand, I do get it. It's like, don't do ecstasy. But on the other hand, what if this would have happened either way? And then looking back at it, it's like, damn, I took 12 ecstasy taps every day, including Sundays, bro. Do you know what it's like to be geeked and sweating on Thanksgiving?
No, I don't.
Just but, hot, sweaty, and horny in front of your parents trying to hand out gifts and shit.
Maybe
on
that's
Christmas,
just me.
Just it's like, are you good, son? I said, yeah, Dad, open your gift, man. Just open your gift, man. Come on, I gotta go. But no, I imagine he had to take days off. And that's the thing. If he took days off, that means on those days he did take off, those 12 pills would then have to be split amongst the remaining days that he did not take off. Which, let's just say he probably took off, like, what? Maybe 1 week out of the year.
Apparently, there's some stipulations. This is all corroborated by him. Right. So I mean, who knows what the, you know, the facts are, I guess, is what we're saying. Who knows? Apparently he says in a 4 year period he was taking 25 pills a day.
Okay, so he might have gone crazy for like 4 years and then stopped going crazy. Probably
I'm learning
back.
A lot the more I read in this article. Apparently, most damage that happens from MDMA use is actually because they've gotten laced shit and they're actually doing meth pills.
Yeah, that's fair. That's crazy. That's why I want to go to Amsterdam. You got to get that real shit. You got to get them real. Are Teslas even an Amsterdam thing? I feel like that's some shit we made up. You know what I mean?
Teslas?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Alex,
you know. No, yeah, I forgot what we were talking about for a second.
Maybe I don't know where any of this shit originates from or whatever, man. Maybe, could be, possible. It's definitely possible. Maybe Spain, Ibiza. Welcome,
Ibiza.
Welcome to Ibiza. So that one's not really a crazy newsy story. I just wanted to report to you all that
someone took 25 ecstasy tabs a day for 4 years and survived. So.
You're not going to die, but you're not going to remember anything ever.
Unless your shit's not laced, then, I mean, scientifically, we haven't proven that yet. We could if you're looking to help us out there. I'm not at all soliciting the usage of MDMA heavily, but what I am saying is if you're going to do it, at least let us know what happens.
And that is for the betterment of all humanity, I would say. Trip report. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, guys, I'm having to Stephen Hawking this. Luckily, AI voices have gotten a lot better. But I can't... What? Hello? Who are you? Who are you? What are we doing here?
Hello?
What are you doing here? Honey, we're giving a talk about MDMA use. Oh, right.
Right.
Anyways, what was I
saying? Wait, who are you?
You! What the... Why are you speaking for me? Who gave this? Who gave you power of attorney? Just that would actually legit be quite frightening. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. This dude literally gave himself dementia.
Yeah.
So remember that. I want everyone to remember that at your next fucking Excision concert, your next Dead Mouse concert, bro.
Hey, leave Excision out of this.
Your next Dead Mouse concert, I want you to be sitting there as you can feel your synapses frying like the ends of an egg that's been left in the pan for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into another story. This one is crazy. This one doesn't feel real, but somehow.
Man, wake that ass up. Wake up.
Jay Golden's weird, wacky, and wubulous news on Good Morning. Wake up.
Yeah.
Welsh couple bereft after bomb squad invades home, detonates their ornamental garden missile.
Just like that? Well, you said the bomb squad did who now?
Sian and Jeffrey Edwards regarded the old, still live shell as an old friend after being told it sat in their courtyard for more than a century. This couple from Wales, I don't know what a Welsh accent, but yeah, by the way, real quick, shout out to Nate Brown. Welcome.
Hey, shout
welcome
out to Nate. Wow, appreciate you tapping in with us, bro.
Appreciate it. We witted into the stream. Anyways, I hate that joke, but I keep making it. What, bro, do you ever do, quick tangent, do you ever do that shit where you're like, you hear something and you're like, ooh, I hate that, I'm gonna say that ironically, and then you just start making jokes, and then you're like, I've become the problem, you know?
I have. Yeah. I have been there before.
It
happens from time to time, man.
It's a disappointing way to live, but anyways, the missile, which had been sitting outside their home for at least since the last 19th century, apparently they thought it was a dummy bomb.
Okay, I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
So I guess they thought it wasn't real. Sian Edwards is the wife, and apparently she used to bang her trowel on the bomb and use it to remove dirt after gardening. So this...
I don't know.
That's insane to me. By the way, they are in their 70s.
How did this bomb get here? I don't understand.
I don't know. Apparently, a police officer informed the couple after he was doing some sort of... He was called to their house for something, for just like a random... I don't know. He saw the bomb and he said, I'm going to need to report this to the Ministry of Defense. that is a bomb.
It is a bomb.
Jeffrey Edwards says, oh, I don't know what a Welsh accent is, so I'm going to do a Scottish-Irish. I'm going to offend someone. Oh, we didn't sleep a wink all night, laddies.
Oh, lad, we didn't sleep a wink last night.
We didn't sleep a wink. All I did was pace back and forth in front of the horn. Really knocked us for a six. I told the bomb disposal unit, we're not leaving. We're staying right here. If it goes up, we're going right up with it, mate. It was transported to a disused quarry, buried with 5 tons of sand, and detonated after tests showed it was still live. Edwards then added, who's lived on the street since he was 3 years old, might I add. It was an old friend. So sorry to see it blown to pieces, the poor old thing. I used to have a cheeky wink behind it down by the castle when before the days of the internet, when the only boobies you would see were old crusty papers in the forest behind town.
That's
weird that they included that whole quote.
It is odd, I think.
That was a
word for word, bar for bar.
That was a real run-on right there. Yeah. He had been told the history of the bomb. Whose relative used to own the house and found it more than 100 years ago. The 20s, baby. So probably World War I is what I'm thinking. That's crazy. warships, excuse me. All this talk about life and death and bombs is just so boring.
Just nuts up to here, man.
Not, it's mid. It's apparently Pop Morris. Apparently we're just supposed to know who that is. He went around delivering lemonade, and he was going down to Broadhaven with his horse, and that's where he found the bomb. He struggled back up the beach with it. So he found it on the beach. Okay. On a beach called Normandy Beach.
I think the word you're looking for is Normandy.
I don't know. That one's cool. That would be too obvious. No, I don't know. That was in France, wasn't it? Or some shit?
I couldn't tell you where.
Not in Wales, that's for goddamn sure. Apparently, we can confirm that the Ministry of Defense confirmed this was real, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I think the real question here is, what would you do...
For a Klondike bar?
If you found...
Oh.
a missile in your... Here it is, by the way. It looks like an American, like, football.
That shit looks like a beat.
It does look like a beat. You guys can maybe kind of see it. That's
some motherfucking rutabaga just in the back of the house.
It literally just looks like a football sitting there. I can see why you'd want to, you know, get your trowel on it. Just
it dunk, looks
dunk,
like
dunk, dunk, dunk. Oh man, let me. This one's really stuck in there. Dong, dong, dong.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just does a little X-ray, and the trigger switch. It just goes. It just like gets real close.
Literally like less than a millimeter away from detonating.
It gets real close. It gets real close. Man.
Listen, I don't know if y'all believe the term divine intervention.
I'm saying, bro, the fact that there was none in this case, or maybe there was.
I don't know, man. They lived to tell the tale. Who the fuck came up with that saying? That's such a dumbass saying. That just pissed me off.
Because you're alive, and you got a tale to tell. And you're telling that tale.
Are you going to tell the tale about the time you had a tail?
Listen, the doctor said that that's more common than you'd think, and they took care of it.
I wish I had a tail, man. That'd be cool. No, like, for real, could you imagine having
a tail? I know someone who was born with a tail.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, did it function? Like, could they use it?
No.
Oh, see, it was just like...
They could not use... It was
just like a...
But it was like...
a long piece of... Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, muscle. It was like... But there's no, like... I don't know. It's crazy. They just cut it off. I think this person also had an extra toe or fingers.
Yeah, see, I wish I had a tail, man. That'd be so cool. Like, if I had, like, a huge, like a normal-sized tail. Like, if I... Like, how Goku has it, you know what I'm talking about? Like, if I had, like, a real... That shit would be hardcore. I'm sorry, bro. That'd be cold as fuck.
Bro, just...
I'd be picking up my water bottle right now and just...
Just imagine laying your tail on someone's shoulder and like, what the fuck? Get, oh, Jesus Christ, Rebbe. You can't be... You can't fucking do that. I had a homeless dude there to me one time and he didn't have a tail.
Oh.
You can't do that shit.
Just imagine you're in class and someone puts their tail on your shoulder like, hey, bro, you got an extra piece of paper I can borrow?
Thanks. He just crumbles up the paper. Oh my god, bro!
Oh man!
Come on, babe. Can I just get a tail job just tonight?
Just one tail job.
It's my birthday. Come on! You know I don't like cleaning the lube off my tail, Johnson.
That must be horrifying. Because like, imagine someone that gets like if you're a professional swimmer and you get your whole body waxed, do you have to get your tail waxed too?
Probably aerodynamics, bro.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, the fact that you have a tail, and, like, if you can control it like that, I feel like that just gives you more propulsion, so you're probably not worried. You know what I mean?
No, bro. You know it's all about the hair. It slows you down, bro. It creates friction. It's all about the friction.
Is it?
It's all about the friction in the action.
The action and the friction?
the ferocious in the ocean.
The ferocious in the ocean.
You know? The stool in the pool.
The stool in the pool.
You know? Close that bitch down. Throw some bleach in there. Don't even change the water. Ready to go. But I worked as a lifeguard, and I can tell you right now, that's what happens.
I believe it, man. Does anyone ever like pee in the pool and it turns like blue in a certain area, and you're like, "Aw, come on, Timmy."
That's not real. That's not real. It's useless. It would be a point. I mean, here's the thing. If that really did happen, what purpose would it serve, other than to just like rat on people, like rat on children, embarrass children or adults, you know, because the chemicals already neutralize everything. That's the point. That's why they put so many, like, if you snorted one cocaine line's worth of a mixture of all the chemicals they put in a pool,
I mean, not only would you die,
but it'd be a very painful and grotesque death. And you'd think to yourself, they're swimming in this out there just before you pass to the primordial realms. So, you know.
I'm sure you would deserve nothing more than death.
The sweet release. The sweet, sweet release. On that note, happy Monday, everyone. We got these artist music reviews coming up next. We got some people very excited. We got a lot of people tapped in right now, ready to go. So make sure you get your song submitted ASAP. So it's in that queue. I'm excited to listen to it. It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. We've gone down some interesting tangential paths this morning. But, you know, it's a nice, beautiful, sunshiny day. And I think that sunshine is something that we need to focus on.
Yeah. Baby girl. Come on.
Good morning.
Wake up. Call you my baby boy. You can call me your baby girl. Hit me up, we can spend time. Lately you've been on my mind.
Chill with a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Just answer your phone whenever I call. Call me down, pick me up whenever I fall. I like them short and tall, slim and thick. I like them cute and sweet, ghetto and fit. Hop your ass in that Benz cause you like my style. You know me, I do anything to make you smile. I need a lady in the street, sneaky link. Gotta watch how you move, what you get is what you see. Out of sight, out of mind, but I still adore you. Just hit me on the FaceTime, I never ignore you. You know pain is love, but my love is loyal. I know you heard stories, but that was before you. Can I see C and Christian Dior? You ain't worried about girls, cause you know this all you make.
Sunshine, yeah. I could call you my baby boy. Yeah. You could call me your baby girl. Baby. Anyway, tonight, tonight, I could be your sunshine.
With a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real. With a player, keep it real, and maybe
we can spend some time.
Look. I need that real love talking Bobby Whitney. And I keep it with me. I don't got no girl, I'm picky. Cause I gotta know you with me. Cause shit can get sticky. That's why I keep it glizzy. Ride around through my city. Just in case I see a dizzy. That bitch my everything. Good than Alexander Wayne. She come from a broken home. Now she got the finer thing. Sport peanut butter rain. 11 carats on the rain. I spoil my bitch. Who said love don't cost a thing? I saw you in front of the Louis store. With your Louis fur. Cooling with your girls. Honey blonde hair, thick thighs. Nice hazel eyes. Bad got Italian stitches. You know how to pick. Hopped out the coupe and I hopped in pursuit. Like it's Big Poppy Low stuff. Mr. Spinning Rovers. Look up, my face is on the poster. You don't got no ring, that's a sign. Baby, swing your line.
Sunshine, yeah. I could call you my baby boy. You could call me your baby girl. Maybe we could hang tonight.
With a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real. With a player, keep it real, and
maybe we can spend some time. I could be your sunshine. Let me light the way. I could be brighter day. You'll be my sunshine.
How can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time, time to let go?
HB Radio.
What's inside my jeans? She want my heart with the lock. She wanna throw away the key. She make love, she don't get fucked. Gang gang, gotta throw in the beats. She like, boy, don't do me wrong. Just Birkin, proud of me.
As toxic as they come, but I really love her. Got her out here competing with my baby mother. Brought her a new car, I be on a bumper.
No, she can't see me leaving, she like Stevie Wonder. Late 20s, but with me, she feel hella younger. Sugar daddies try to get her, she don't give a number. She need a vacay, she been dancing all summer. Put you on the Jessica Cabo, baby, I'm a stunner. I'm the plumber, get it wet, I clean it up. Got designer for every season, keep her seasoned up. Don't post me on no Insta, gotta keep me tucked. Treat her like a queen, her friends think I mean as fuck. And when it come to pain, she run a mess. So don't break her heart, she gotta break her bed. Ayy, kill that pussy, her shit dead. But naked in bed is what she said.
All I really want, yeah, is to be happy.
Man, my mother, cool with my brother. We be doing our thing, no Danny Glover. Like, fuck it, about to have two babe mothers. Before you get dressed up, hit it on the dresser. I'm out here giving love, pain, and pleasure. Less is more, I don't never stress her. Tell her she a bad bitch, nothing lesser. But she confused, she want titles and I tell her nah. She confused, us together is what she saw. She confused cause I love her, so that's what she thought. She's confused and that's cause I be in it raw. She confused and she telling me it's my fault. I said I love her, then I point out things that I brought. You knew from the gate I had family, I won't shake. So stop being fake, tears fall from my face when I talk.
All I really want, yeah, is to be happy, okay.
Our father, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that took two fish and five loaves of bread and blessed a multitude of people. I come to you today asking you to give this young man courage to do the right thing. Give him strength, Lord, because right now he's out here breaking hearts and making babies. So I feel the best for him and all those involved. To end all relationships. Give him wisdom to make the right decisions, Lord.
I'm such that fine for you. I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I thought I like you, that bitch. I do it all that I'm around. You scared to do. I'm not. Long as you joking now here for me, I ain't got it. My bitch scheming, looting, hide your bodies. Long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can us lose and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody, nobody like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can't just snooze and miss the moment. You just too important. Nobody, nobody like you do. You do. In the drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like that white bitch with the bob, I'll be your main one. This argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had shit, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab shit, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here. I'm saying I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
Be wondering, are you frontin' on me and on
Good morning.
Wake up.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is everyone's favorite segment of the morning. I don't know if that one works. But we're here, man. Really quick, before we get into these artist music reviews, I have something that I'd like to say. As a reward, as a little prize for everyone who's continued to listen, for everyone who has managed to stick around here for the whole show, or maybe you just got lucky and you tuned in now. If you didn't know, we got your chance to win a $50 gas card every Friday, right? The winners are chosen on Fridays. And the way you win is you call in and you say gas, because that's the keyword. If you call the number 702-802-0944, I mean, I'll answer and we'll talk right now. And you tell me the word gas, we will get your information down after the show. Of course, of course. And yeah, you'll be entered for this week's drawing for a $50 gas card. So if you need a free tank, man, hit us up, 702-802-0944. We are drawing the winners this Friday, but the phone lines are open for the rest of the show. They will not be open after the show is over. I almost said the show's closed, but that didn't really make sense. It would have been better. It would have been better to say open, closed, closed, open. You know what I mean. So the keyword is gas, 702-802-0944. Call in. Now let's get into these music reviews, man. I'm hyped for it. We're going to start off with Connor Price. Now, I do feel as though it's slightly unfair to submit a Connor Price song for feedback, but we're gonna listen to it anyways. This song is like has gone through, I can imagine, three layers of people. I don't know if Connor Price if there's self-mixing, self-mastering going on. I imagine that it's sent off people. I could probably look up credits for the song. But it's Connor Price and Tommy Royale with Overnight, the lyric video anyways. Let's dive right in, my friends. Let's see if there is anything to say. Or if we're just gonna listen to a little tune. Maybe you know, I don't know, maybe talk over it a little bit. Find something to say. But they don't bite. Thinking that it happened overnight, but it didn't. And it for the long, you know, haul flight, I'm committed. But it just sounds crisp, clear, clean. What you come to expect. You know what I mean? From a C Price. Original. Don't wanna talk about it now, huh? Oh, you sound tough. Toying with them, don't get wound up. How you wound up? Another number in the round up. Put the town up, about to sing up from the ground up. And if I bounce up, I get my crown stuck. Green light go, got the east side flow. I like this part. Space like FIFA. The little beat change with that fucking Caribbean ass beat. Thinking that it happened overnight. Yeah, in it for the long haul flight. That's an interesting idea. I like that. All bark, but they don't bite. They timid. Thinking that it happened overnight, but it didn't. It's a dope chorus as well. Dope little hook. Wanted me to fail out of spite, but I didn't. All bark, but they don't bite. Cause I'm timid. Look. At the talento, we for holding, you got no skill. I got drive. Hell yeah. Oh yeah. He's definitely got that sound. Yeah, bro. This is dope. I mean, it's pretty solid. But they don't bite, they timid. Thinking that it happened overnight, but it didn't. And it for the long haul flight. Very like very Drake influence, especially on this part. Very Drake influence on that hook. Like I didn't really fully process it, but as soon as I like thought it, I was like, I could hear Drake literally rapping this. Like bar for bar, like same inflections, everything. So, I mean, that's a good sign. That's definitely a good sign. You definitely want your shit to sound exactly like it could be a Drake song. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe that's a personal thing. But Drake, I'd say Drake's doing pretty well for himself. Graham is the producer for this beat. So there you go. So very, very cool. I had a feeling there was more involvement. But yeah, I mean, and of course, it's like, it's clean, it's cool. It's did you go back to that? Maybe I was just listening to the lyrics after that. I started getting lost reading the lyrics. Did I hear the beat? It did switch up on him. That's what I was wondering. I started reading the lyrics and I stopped listening to the beat at that part. But yeah, that was really cool. I mean, what else is there to say? It's super solid. I like that idea of the hip hop beat with the like a switch up. That makes sense to include a Latin artist. You know, that's a cool idea. A very cool idea. I mean, you know, Connor Price always got the cool ideas. The spin in the globe thingamabobber and all the all the everything. I will say 2:10, bro. I mean, you can tell that this is a modern day, like, you know, we gotta use TikTok to promote this because it just, you got a little bit here. Let me turn off.
Yeah, thinking that it happened overnight.
So you got a 3-second intro. It show that to a mixing artist in, like, I don't know, a mixing engineer in like 1980 or something. They'd be like, what the fuck? It just goes right in. So is this? Right here. This is what you're talking about. This is where the beat switch up is. Let's see. I do. Yeah, right here. He almost don't even notice it. It just works. Cause I think he switches up his flow and it just like bam. Maybe it just works, man. Maybe it just works. Anyways, super super cool stuff. This is a feedback stream technically, but what can you say? What if I said something? Like, what if I really tore into this track? Like, what would it? That would just make me an asshole. Like, it clearly is well produced, and there's a lyric video that's more well produced than anything I've ever done or made. You know, the song has been through more hands probably than anything I've ever made or will make. I mean, what can I say?
He's on fire.
So you know, thank you for sending that in, Connor. Connor Price, really cool stuff. Connor _ Price _ on Twitch. There you go. So we got Jock right here from Finland, man. Very hyped to hear this one from Finland, man. It's Lapland.mp3. The intro is a minute long, but it has to be. So we'll start this one now, and we'll just see what happens, man. Jock Anka. Low Gravity says, Connor, bring that snare down by 0.2 decibels. Trust. You know, that's the kind of feedback we're looking for out here. Minor changes. Yo, Lord of the Rings vibes immediately, by the way. Can I just say? This is dope. So this is rock, though. Is this like... That's a cool synth. Very, what's it called? Like the Juno? The Juno synth? What it reminds me of. In a world. No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. Bro, we do need some mini meters in here. How do I get mini meters set up in the station? That is a good question. Nate Brown, I'm gonna look into that. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Bro. Low key. Alright, well, I'll let it keep going. Let's see where it goes before I say anything. Bro, this feels like it should be music in like a racing game, you know what I mean? Racers! Are you ready? Choose your vehicle. You know? All right, Low Gravity said it. I'm gonna pause for one second, because Low Gravity said what I was thinking. I want more beef on those guitars, on those rhythm guitars. I want more low, mid, beef. I feel like you high-cut them a little bit too high in there. And if it's when that beat came in after that long intro, I was really expecting some more girth. So I really, you know what I mean? So it really takes me away into the next section. So I think that'll... you know, inject a little bit more energy into what you got going on right now. Or just rock the heck out of that bass. That would also probably same frequency range. Some cool melodies going on. That harmony right there is dope. But yeah, bro, if you really had some crunchy, palm-muted power chords. Oh, man, yeah, it just needs like a driving, some more driving. Like, you've got some stuff in there. I think it's in the form of like a synth, though. Like this, you've got some really, really cool stuff going on there for sure. Brody. There you go. So it says the intro is a minute long, but it has to be. Is this just like, is it just fit the outro? I will say the outro and the intro have a slightly different vibe than I feel like maybe, are you going to get some vocals on this bad boy? Because I kind of want to hear some dope vocals on this. I feel like that would really... help fill it out as well. I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I just want one or two little elements or one or two little things added in there, just instrumentation wise or maybe vocals wise or something, to really help tie everything in, tie in that intro section, tie in that outro section with stuff, and then bring the energy in with some more guitar, either just low end or another layer or something. I don't know. Something like that. That's where I feel like this track needs to go. But I really like what you got going on so far. Again, look into sync licensing with this. Look into sync licensing. That's S-Y-N-C, not the sink you wash your hands in or pee in if you're a disgusting fucking fuck. Low Gravity asked if that was a VST or live. Apparently, that was all plugins, so there was no live instruments on that track. Which is crazy. That sounded pretty good. I only thought the drums were VSTs. That's pretty impressive. I didn't realize guitar VSTs had come so far. But really, really good stuff, dude. I mean, I'm going to just give that all day. Cheers all day. Thank you. Thank you so much for sending that in, Jock. I hope I'm saying that right, bro. I don't know anything about any Scandinavian language or anything like that. Yeah, that was cool. That was really dope. I feel like you could get some, I don't know. I almost, when it was super calm and chill and shit like that, I almost wanted it to drop into like a metal drop. I almost did. I said the name correct. Hell yes, Jock, dude. Connor Price is still here. We're still chilling. Thank you so much, Connor, for chilling out with us, listening to some beats. We got Nate Brown coming up next. By the way, phone lines are still open. 702-802-0944. Let us know. You got a couple more minutes if you wanna, you know, submit. Nate Brown did win the last gas card. So it's happening. It's real. People are winning out here. Jock, thank you so much for the follow on Twitch, by the way, man. Let's get into this, man. Let's get into it. Oh shit. Bro! Yep. bro. That bass line is talking to me, bro. It's saying something. Bro, throw a Biggie acapella over this.
Yes!
He wouldn't fuck with that. He wouldn't. All right, maybe throw a Tupac acapella over it. For real, bro. Send this to Rockstar. GTA 6 radio right here. That was cool. There was some moments where there was some like volume waviness. I don't know if you're using any compressors on these things, but maybe there's a little extra compressage. I don't know. I really noticed it like in this last moment. I don't know if it was just me. Yeah, there's just like a couple little moments. Yeah, like right there. I don't know, maybe if it's like you have like a volume duck going on, maybe like something is sidechained to something else, and that's what it's just catching or something, just mad dose right there. I don't know. I think that's really the only thing I noticed. This is like insanely cool. Like 45 seconds in and out. I want more of it. I want more of this. Did this with Plan Away. Is that a plugin? I don't know if I've heard of that one. Let's tap this on one more time and while I look up that plugin, because this is a cool intro with the fucking 80s like coming in, bro. Super cool. Oh, it's another producer. Okay, gotcha. My bad. Bro, that part when the fucking the Cubs in right there, the wow, oh my god, bro, fucking punch me right in the fucking face, bro. That synth solo too is crazy. I almost feel like for this bad boy, you should have like when it comes in. Right there, like that should be the synth solo section, but you should have it like earlier in the song, just like a tease. It's just like a and then nothing, you know what I mean? Just like the first two notes, and have that just be part of the beat and be have them, oh, vibey, chill, very cool. And then just in the middle, all of a sudden, you have a fucking synth solo, bro. Who's putting synth solos in their fucking beats, bro? That shit is crazy. I mean. I don't know. Super cool. Besides maybe some over compressoring or side chaining or voluming or something. I don't know. That was top two. I just want to hear more, bro. Finish that shit and send it back. Send it back over here to me so that we can listen to it. Maybe on a Friday so that young Remington can also have a listen. Have a listen in. You know, maybe he'll have something else to say. Give you some feedback, then you can take that with you and continue on working on a song. Keep chiseling away till you have a nice little work of art there. Present that work of art to the world. Share a little piece of yourself. That's the second time I've done that stupid Family Guy joke today. Oh, man. It's part of a month-long challenge thing I'm doing with some French producers. Oh, that's super cool. Dude, I love that. I literally just did a month-long challenge with my girl and for Fan the Flames, the music that we make. If you guys don't know, check out Fan the Flames. That's my music. We did a month-long challenge thing in the Bitbird Discord. If you like chill EDM stuff, you probably know Bitbird. And yeah. So that's super cool that there's other month-long challenges. There's all sorts of things going on for all sorts of different motherfuckers out there. But in terms of this show right here, Good Morning Wake Up, it's time to shut it down. It's time to say goodbye, and it's time to say thank you guys all for tuning in. Man, the Twitch was popping today. We had Connor Price, we had Nate Brown, we had Low Gravity, we had Jock Onka, who followed us after today, which is amazing. Absolutely beautiful. Koz was in here. We had a couple different the GLXZ, GLZX. I forget. everyone's all the way up here.
The Daily Beats with the Different Vibes, Rappany 2000. Boy.
He's on fire!
I don't even know what that second one means, but that sounded hard. Rappany 2000, that like Andre 3000's like young like kid nephew that he's trying to put on. I don't know. You guys ever see that TV show where Andre 3000 is like a teacher? You guys know what I'm talking about? Anyways, if you know what I'm talking about, tap in on Wednesday morning. We're going to be back then, and then we're going to be back again on Friday. This gas card, the line is closed, but if you do want to call in for that gas card, tap in again on Wednesday. There's so much happening, guys. We're going to see you again next time. Thank you guys so much again. This is Ben.
Good morning.
Wake up.